Yeah, Carol, I hadn't recognized you. I was trying to say something. That's okay. I was just going to say that that might assuage your colleagues' reservations as well, if it's not just you guys.
Right. That's why I suggested it might be a compromise.
Yeah. Okay. Carol, go ahead now.
What I was going to say is I understand why your colleagues may not want to write a letter, given their reading of the law, that because it would sound like that they didn't understand the law, and this is a nice compromise.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. I'm just taking notes. This is a compromise. Okay, I think in that case, maybe we have arrived at a good solution, and that could be the way we go. We'll just need to draft something for Tom. I can do it, but it'd be, I don't know if somebody wants to backstop me or work with me on that.
This is Serena, I'll help.
Okay, great. Serena will help. Good. Okay, we'll communicate tomorrow maybe on how to do that.
Sure.
Draft the letter. Okay. All right. What else then? And so once we do that and get, let's see. Hang on. Nancy is listening to us, and she has some suggestions that, that we can ask Tom to check the CFO's email, his archive, to see if that extension, the granting of the extension, can be found in there. Okay? So that's the best one. Okay. I'm sorry, I lost my own train of thought. Okay, we'll do that within a couple, 3 days at the most, and get that ready before the end of the week so that, Scott, you guys can then draft your part of the letter. And would you send it all together with the 990 to the AG's office, or would they go under separate cover?
I think that we would probably send it to the same address that that was sent in the previous letters that your prior auditor sent it to. And given that it is a little outside of the norm for the law, I would probably send it separately from the 990. So our folks will send the 990 into the IRS. They'll file the RRF-1 with the appropriate California agency, and then we can follow up with, our combined letters on our respective letterheads that, kind of talk about where we are with things and when we hope to get the audit completed. So the only thing that I would add is before we send that off, we probably all need to be on the same page as to what that timeline looks like. And I know that's something that the NIDA folks are going to be really key to kind of weigh in on that.
So I think, who needs to talk to whom? Somebody needs to talk to NIDA then.
I know right now they're pretty much like all hands on deck with the tax request, it sounded like.
Right.
So,
you mean for next, the one for next week, the one for next,
right,
for the 15th, yeah.
Correct. Correct.
So, just to think about, we kind of want to get it done before the end of the year, as we were discussing earlier. So I wonder.
Yeah, I think as we've talked,
go ahead.
Appropriate. I was just going to say, I think as we've talked about, I know you guys have gone through so much and you filed these extensions and like was mentioned earlier, I think by Carol, that, you've been late in filing this for the last 3 years. As your new auditor, I just feel like it would do so much for your credibility if we could get the 17 audit completed and have the 18 audit completed so that the 990 and the filing with the Attorney General could all be completed by, I think, the February 15th deadline. So
that
however we need
secret.
To
yeah.
However uh-huh. we can kind of massage that with this letter, I think I think we really, almost as we're talking about the deadlines for 17 and that timeline, I think we really probably need to step back and just incorporate it into an overall timeline so that we're all on the same page and we can just keep the momentum going and get caught up with 18.
Right. But in terms of a date that we would put in the letters for the fiscal year 2017 audit, you know, let's consult with Nita. Yeah, I've got you there.
Sure.
Serena, I'll be right with you. Let's consult with Nita maybe tomorrow and, you know, see what they think. And
sure,
see what
absolutely.
We think. Yeah. Okay. Serene, did you want to say something to this?
I sent the motion. I know there's some discussion about it, but I sent it to the folks and look at it and make sure that we're all on the same page. And
okay,
then get
good.
Off.
Thank you. Let me have a look. Oh,
I mean,
a whole bunch
I don't
of things.
We can, you know, strategize a date. I don't think this committee can help with that.
No, I don't think so either. We need to check in, see where we think we are and what needs to be done. One thing that Scott has said is that, you know, maybe for 2017, we want to do as good a job as possible, but we also don't want to get hung up on smaller details for fiscal periods that have already gone by, and the information that we get out of those audits won't be as helpful to us as information we get from a more timely audit, like the one we'll do for fiscal year 2018. So, you know, that is to say that whatever date we pick, we will find a way to comply with it. And it'll probably, you know, if there are things that we didn't quite work out, we can adjust in the fiscal year 2018 audit. You know, if there's documentation that wasn't there, we'll dig it up later, or we'll, you know, have to suffer the, you know, that the auditors have noticed that we didn't have XYZ documentation or whatever problem there might be, but then we'll show a significant improvement for 2018. Because for 2017, we're probably going to have the same problem that we had in 2016, which is that the pension audits may not be done in time to be, you know, reliably entered into the fiscal year 2017 audit, and therefore the 2017 audit might still have to be a qualified audit rather than what do you call it when it's not an unqualified audit. So,
correct.
Meaning, you know, there's still a problem in the reliability of the numbers because we don't know how much we owe on the pensions or something, if that makes sense to people. So, anybody? Any questions or comments?
33 minutes on this already.
Okay, well, that's great because I had 30 minutes on the agenda, and, you know, could go further. So does that sound right then? We will, Scott and I will figure out with Nita what the date should be. Hello, Serene, was that you?
I'm hoping we both
motion. I'm sorry, you're hoping what?
That you'll read the motion.
Oh, the motion, yeah. Let me get to that after. I just want to summarize a little bit. So we'll figure out a date, and you and I will write up this letter and work with Scott for their letter that we can send off at the same time sometime next week. Let's see, the 15th is actually next Wednesday. So we would want to, you know, coordinate the dates of when we send things, I guess.
Right.
I think that's pretty much it. We'll also, I'll still ask Tom if he can look for that confirmation in Sam's email archive. Okay, let me see the motion. Let me get it up here. One second. Come on, there you go. All right. moved that the audit committee recommends to the IED that after consultation with Auditor Rogers and Company and NIDA, he prepare a letter outlining the special circumstances that Pacifica has been facing and asking for what our professionals agree is a feasible extension. Or, let's add, for submitting our fiscal year 17 audited financial statements. Let me just grab that and update it. Does anyone have any objections to that? Okay, none heard. We will, Madam Secretary, I will write this up with, that addition and send it to you for the minutes. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions for Scott while he's on the line? And if not, Scott, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes, hi, Mr. Mitchell. I want to know if you already start looking at the information that you have to prepare the audit more than the F-990. If the F-990 is all the information that you were working on till now.
That is correct. Like I said, we got the trial balance on Wednesday, and as I mentioned, the folks at NIDA, our contact is George Walters, and George Walters basically indicated that, and I'm paraphrasing somewhat, that here's a trial balance. We still know we've got to make some adjustments, but this should be good enough to get the 990 done and filed. And so with that, that's left me very much with the impression that he and his team are still kind of fine-tuning. I know they're kind of gone through a process where, you know, for lack of a better word, they're kind of pre-auditing the numbers before they kind of pull things together and finalize them for us. So one of the things that I'm kind of working on this week as well, and I probably haven't done it as quickly as last week as soon as I got the trial balance, because I know that they've sort of redirected their resources to the tax request items. But one of the things that I'll be sending them probably by end of day tomorrow will be sort of a preliminary request list that is specific to the audit. So literally I will be going through the trial balance that was provided. I'll calculate a preliminary materiality estimate for our purposes of the audit, and literally go through the trial balance and tailor a request list based on the stuff that's in that trial balance. What I typically do with clients at that point is when I send it to Tom and to the folks at NIDA, I want to give them a day or whatever they need to look at it. We can go through it at the same time, whatever makes the most sense for everybody. But then I really want NIDA's feedback and Tom's feedback on how long it will take them to pull that information together for us. So if I give them the list tomorrow and say by the end of the week they're finished with the tax request and we're more focused on the audit, then I'd really want to get some sort of confirmation from them that, hey, we'll be ready for you to start sending you stuff in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever that appropriate amount of time is for them to pull things together. Because I know that everybody's dealing with more than just the audit at this point, because there's a lot of high priority items. So once we have that for the purposes of the audit, we will confirm the schedule with our team on our schedule internally, and then basically hopefully we'll keep checking in with everybody to make sure that the progress is being made and that timing still works. And then really the best way for us to do the audit is to have 100% of those items ready for us to start, because what happens is we send this request list, and then that's our starting point for the audit, and then additional questions and additional requests come out of our work and our analysis. So So anyway, that's my reason for wanting to make sure that they have time to pull those things for us. So that's kind of where we are with the audit side of things, but really we're kind of a little bit in a holding pattern just to keep everybody focused on the 990 for the next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. I have a feeling, didn't I already see a request for, the PBC list from you? Didn't you send one already?
That was the tax one.
Okay.
There was a request list for the taxes, and that went out in advance of getting the trial balance. The trial balance was one of the request items. And then, like I said, Wednesday afternoon last week, we got the trial balance. And then we've just sort of been working with them to try to get the remainder of the items that are necessary to complete the 990.
I remember, because then Tom was asking something about he had misunderstood what was being asked for and that he thought you only wanted the highlighted ones or something like that.
I think however things got divided up between Nita and Tom, I think there was some confusion.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I think in his emails today he mentioned he maybe underestimated how much time it would take to dig into that.
Right. So we'll have to look at that.
Right.
But that was for the 990 only, or?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Much. Yeah. All right.
The good news is, and I'm hoping because Nita is going in and doing the process that they're doing. I've had a fairly lengthy conversation with Mr. Walter, and I think that I'd be surprised if they're asking for the majority of the same things that we will be asking for the audit. So I have a feeling that when I send him that request list for the audit in the next day or two at the most, that he'll probably take a look at it. And like I said, it'll be the majority of the things that he's either already received or he's in the process of obtaining for his own purposes. So hopefully it won't be like an entirely separate list and project for him to undertake.
Right.
It'll just kind of piggyback on what he's already doing.
That makes sense, you know.
Right.
Because ultimately, it's all the same. It's the same organization, the same ultimately.
Right.
Same
exactly.
Numbers,
We're all working to the same thing. So yeah, it should be a lot of the same requested items.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That is helpful. And then I will probably be in touch with you tomorrow, to catch up on these things and see who's gonna talk to George or whomever or where we're at. Because at this time of night, my brain function starts to be less efficient. Anyway, so if nobody has anything else for Scott, we could let him go. So
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys keeping me and allowing me to be involved with this. So very much appreciate it. We're looking forward to working with you guys and helping you get over this last hump. So thanks a lot.
We appreciate that, Scott. Thanks. And I'm sure we'll be inviting you back to, other meetings in the future when there are updates or questions.
All right.
To be
Sounds
discussed.
Good. Anytime, I'm happy to join in. You have
we
a nice
appreciate
evening.
That. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Okay, he has hung up. All right, everybody. Well, that was helpful. I hope you, found it to be so. Does anybody want to comment on that at all, or should we move on to the discussion of the retirement funds?
Carol would like to say something.
Please do, Carol.
Thank you for all the work you've done, too, Eileen, and all the meetings you've gone to get this ready. Thanks very much.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. It's interesting, actually. So, I appreciate that.
Good.
And I just said it. Oh, but go on. Sorry, did you have more to say?
No, I just said, good, I'm glad you appreciated it.
Oh, good.
And I'm glad you find it interesting. Okay, great.
Okay, I thought for a minute, I thought you said but, and I was like, oh, what? Okay, all right, well then let us move on then. Let me just find my notes on the retirement stuff. Right. So, here with Serene's questions, and they were good. I think we can go through them quickly in terms of what you can and can't or haven't answered yet. So, Serene asked, for what period were the pensions last audited? And last week, I unearthed a pension report for 2014, and I'm pretty sure that was the last time they were audited. And I think I sent around the audit report that was performed by some people in Texas. Where'd they go? PMB Helen Donovan. So I think that answers that. The contract terms, her second question, contract terms, provisions of pension contributions to be made by the foundation, and what are the dates and effective dates of the last contracts? Please respond separately for each station, PRA, the affiliate program, and the NO. I think that is what the pension audits are supposed to be clarifying and organizing. So that was going to be a lot of information to request, and I don't think anybody is necessarily ready to answer those questions. I did pull out from the two audit reports a little bit of information on what they entail, and if I could find those, it would be good. Give me a couple of minutes, I mean a minute, to find the right thing here. Yeah. So it looks like for the what we call the retirement plan, that is the 401A, basically eligible employees, it looks like Pacifica wanted to contribute 2% of total annual compensation per employee to the employees. It was called an annual profit-sharing contribution, which I'm sure is a deeply complex version of a pension program. But in any case, it was going to be 2%, and I think it was raised later to maybe 2.5% at some point. I seem to remember seeing somewhere. Then the 403B was a little different. It looked like employees could make contributions out of their own paychecks, and Pacifica would then match those contributions, deferred salary, dollar for dollar, up to 3% of an employee's salary.
I'm sorry, Eileen, I have a bit of information.
You do? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so were these questions actually submitted to Tom Livingston as we had agreed?
No, they weren't. They were not. I'm sorry, they weren't. Because I kind of went through them to look at what seemed reasonable to involve him in.
Okay, I'd like to respond.
Hang on a second. Okay. I didn't think he would actually have most of this information himself. in any case. But I do have a report from him before you respond. He did give an update on what's going on with the pension audits and the pensions to the PNB last Thursday, and I did obtain, he also sent out a written version of that report, which I obtained, and I plan to read the relevant parts to you guys. Serene, go ahead.
Okay. So we had agreed at the last meeting, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, that there were certain, that the committee members would submit questions which you would compile and forward to the mm-hmm. IED. So I recognize uh-huh. that there are a lot of, that under normal circumstances, being ED of this organization is a lot of work, and nothing here is normal. Even for Pacifica, this isn't even Pacifica normal. And you know, you're wanting to help him on certain things if and where possible. It's fine if you can do that. But if the committee has agreed to request information of the IED and it is his responsibility to provide it, those questions, I would say, should be conveyed to the IED in writing as agreed, and his response to us should be in writing. So hearing that this document was found that seems to say this, and you know, and I admire your willingness to spend the time, you know, tracking this, that, and the other, but the IED has a certain responsibility and the audit committee has a certain responsibility, and we need to have information again that we don't have to go through and listen to a recording of a meeting and hope that the recording is intact. You know, when we need information, we need to have something searchable. So when we ask specific questions, we should get specific responses from the IED, regardless of whom he chooses to have help him with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a report that he did last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I think.
Yeah.
We should not be hearing you read portions of it that apply. If it was open session, then we should have just gotten the report. You know, I just don't think I'm not questioning your intentions at all, or Tom's on this matter. I'm simply saying it's not a good practice for this group to have to wait to rely on oral responses in pieces when we've agreed about how we want to get the information. Nor is it going to be helpful if, you know, a year from now, someone from the new audit committee calls and says, well, can you tell me where you were on the pension plan and what was decided and what was done? And I'll say, well, I think sometime we had a meeting and, you know what I mean? I don't think that's a good idea.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, but I just want to clarify something. Actually, I did send the questions to him, along with another question or two that I had, and I think he must have, I didn't send it until this past Friday. Sorry, I'm a little tired. So I did try to follow up with him. I suppose I sent all that too late, and he perhaps didn't see it. So I can only say that I can follow up on this and get what I can from it. And I only got that written report like a few minutes before the meeting started. I had asked him for it, but I don't think he saw that message in time. And so I got it from someone else. So I think, you know, just people are overwhelmed or busy or whatever, which is not a good excuse. And I would say that, you know, I started on this too late. But doesn't mean we can't follow up on it. And, no, I agree that if we have an agreement, you know, I should have complied with that. Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, We did not, the audit committee did not agree to send specific questions to the ED, just sort of open-ended. No. When I saw Serene's questions to the IED, I responded objecting to some of them because they're overloading, in my viewpoint, the IED with research projects. The national office is woefully understaffed. I think it's up to the IED to prioritize what he should be doing based on what's best for Pacifica. And I felt that a lot of the questions, which would have taken a lot of research into past minutes of the PNB that could be done by past PNB directors or by other people willing to scour through those minutes, I don't think that we should be asking the IED to put aside other more important work to answer questions which are not that urgent, in my opinion, and that could be best answered by research work done by members of this committee if they choose to do so. So I objected to just a laundry list of questions that were really not approved by the audit committee. They were just, it was just an open-ended thing. If anyone has any questions, they will be sent to the IED. So I think that Eileen's approach was probably, her reluctance was based partly on my objection to those questions. And
actually, I don't think we should just see an email from you, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I did send it. It was right after Serene sent the questions to you.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact date. It was shortly after the last audit committee meeting.
Okay.
You know, the audit committee does have, can do research on its own. It may be that in an organization that's fully staffed with secretaries and other support staff, it would be completely appropriate to add these types of questions to the workload of the IED. Right now, I think that it's much more important that the IED concentrate on getting answers to the questions being posed by the auditor and by NIDA, the CPA firm that is working on getting our books in order. I think that that would take priority above any questions from individual members of the audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
This is Serene, please.
Grace, were you finished?
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that I do not believe that the audit committee approved anyone on the committee asking an open-ended number of questions to the IED.
Yeah, that's true. We did say what, yeah. Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Actually, that's not true, and I think it would probably be a better idea to even for the chair to join the staff rather than comment on each person's statement. On July 16th, the committee met, and we passed a motion that the audit committee chair would compile committee members' questions for submission to the IED by July 20th regarding the status of the pension audit and the various parties, attorneys, consultants, committees, et cetera, involved in the resolution of the issue of late contributions. And I submitted my questions on July 20th, which must have been that Friday or whatever date.
That was a Friday, yeah.
Okay, thanks. And I also saw no response from anyone else. Not only did I not see a response from anyone else, I saw a response from the chair. I should say I didn't see any questions from anyone else. I did see a note from the chair saying that she had gotten no other questions. So we had never agreed that each person had to have their questions, the questions they contributed, vetted by the committee. We agreed that committee members would submit questions. And I submitted it not just to the chair, but to the full committee. And I saw no response from Ms. The previous speaker, but it is information that we should have since we are responsible for the conduct of audit. And it's information we agreed to convey. And the IEB is not required to. So this is my first year on the audit committee. Maybe people who have been on audit committees in previous years have a lot of this information. I do not. And the IEB can ask, I think we talked about this, that if he needed additional time to get back to us on certain points, that, you know, he could certainly indicate that, but that it was our responsibility to ask for the information. So I don't know what that, you know, treatise of some 7 minutes or however long that person spoke against my having a right to ask or responsibility to ask questions. But, you know, we can all decide how we want to use the committee's time. I'd like to move towards actually getting stuff done instead of blocking other people from getting stuff done.
Okay, Serene, thank you for that. I agree with parts of what both of the last two speakers said. I think some of the questions really were kind of over the top in terms of the amount of information requested when that information, especially because that information is still in the process of being discovered by pension auditors and the other people involved in this whole messy process. When I heard Tom's presentation on Thursday, I did already, some of the questions were answered in that presentation, so it seemed like there were our answers, so I wasn't going to need to follow up on them again, because we had them already. I can, like I said, I will go back and review them again and see if we are missing information that is reasonable to get at this time. Before we, you know, at some point tonight, I would like to revisit that question of the committee that was formed within the PNB to kind of look into or be on top of the pension audits. Maybe there's been some movement on that. I don't know. Anyway, but let's get to that a little bit after. I would still like to read this report from Tom on the pension audits, but first we will go, I think Adriana was first. Adriana, then Grace.
Yes.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Can you send to the whole committee whatever answers or whatever report you receive?
Yes.
Thank you.
Like I said, I just got it a few minutes before this meeting started. Okay, report from Tom. All right, and Grace?
Okay, I apologize. The email that I had meant to send to you, Eileen, and to Serene was in my draft folder, so it never got sent.
Yeah.
I have a request for information. You just a few minutes ago, you mentioned the 2014 audit. Were you talking about the audit that's listed on the Pacifica.org website, the general audit,
nope,
or the pension plan audit?
The pension plan audit. I thought I sent it around to everybody. Because you had sent us the 2009-2010 audit, I think.
Yes.
And then I found one from 2014 that was completed in 2015. So it was interesting. Yeah. I can send it around again. I can resend it just to make it easier.
Okay, that would be helpful. The other thing I wanted to say is that many of the questions that Serene is asking, the information is in the process of being researched and found out by the pension plan audit. The information is not available. Tom wouldn't even it hasn't been dug up yet. So I mean, whatever. We can ask Tom those questions, but I know from being part of the committee, which is a sort of a trustees for the pension plan, that the information is not has not been readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a process going on to gather all that
information. To find that information, right.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Right. So,
Madam,
let me read the...
Madam Chair, can you ask Ken to mute his phone because there's some noise coming
I'm
from
not
there.
Sure. Is that Ken?
Yes.
Or is it someone
opening.
Else?
No, it's
okay.
Not me. I've been muted. I've been muted completely.
Well, yeah,
I can see that comes from his phone.
Okay, well, he's muted now, so let's hope that stays where it is. Okay. Shall I read this report, or shall I just share it with you, a written version later? Because it's getting late. I could just try to pick out the most relevant parts. I'll pick out the relevant parts. The board approved the hiring of a new third-party administrator for the pension, the retirement plan. They're gathering information as they get ready to start launching as the administrator of the pension fund. And he's gotten an engagement letter from them. We've reestablished our relationship with the pension fund advisor, Byron Hancock, and his company, who have been managing the fund since it was first established in the mid-90s. And they have provided critical support and documents as we have worked to respond to the Department of Labor's extensive request for documents. Partially through our own approach, but also with the help of Mr. Hancock, we have reestablished contact with our former third-party administrator, the Newport Group, who are assisting our ERISA attorneys on gathering the information and documents needed for understanding what needs to be done to repair the pensions and also to respond to the Department of Labor request. Our national office staff, particularly Juhandrin Disam, sorry if I don't know how to say that, have also done a great job sifting through the electronic and hard copy records there to support the work. In terms of repairing the pensions, the center of the problem is, are the employees at KPFK and KPFA covered by union contracts that stipulated pension contributions? We are very close to reaching agreement with the KPFK union that we and they believe will completely resolve the problems with both the pension plans, with a combination of funds on hand at the station intended for that purpose and a manageable payment plan that should be able to be funded over the next several months, we hope by the end of the year. We will immediately turn our attention to the KPFA collective bargaining unit and are hopeful in that repairing the pensions for that group may be similar in scope and be able to be handled by the station itself, which would have been making the contributions all along if it had been done correctly. Both of these station's fixes may need approval from the IRS. We also have a firm working on the past due audits of the plans with the draft audit of the 403 plan completed and being worked on by both the audit firm and our ERISA attorneys. Blah, blah, we could be close to a complete fix. And that's pretty much what he said on the pension audits. So it sounds like there have been a lot of advances. What's not clear here is how long it will all take. But that's what I've got for today on that. Any comments, questions?
Question?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm not clear on what you said at the beginning about what form this is in. Do you have this in any form that you could send around to us? Is that available to us?
Yes, this is a report. Tom made a verbal report to the PNB on Thursday, and I happened to, because I have, you know, I happened to be listening to the meeting, so I heard the report, and it was a relief for me because I thought, oh gosh, I'm really late on this, and I need to talk to Tom and get answers to some of these questions, and, you know, half of them were answered in this report. And then I heard him say that he would send around a written version to the PNB members. I tried to get that from him. I guess he didn't see that request, but I got it from someone else on the PNB.
Yes, I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah, okay. So since it was in open session, I'm sure that I can share this with you. In fact, he actually confirmed that, so I can send that around to all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, and he touches on some other points there, which, you know, well, I won't spoil the suspense. I'll let you have a look at them. So, but it's, you know, looks like he's been working hard and pretty efficiently, so, you know, I'm pleased at least. Okay, anything else
Julie
on this?
Julie has a question.
Today? Julie, please ask your question.
Yeah, so you referenced the fact that the pension was fund was last audited in 2014. And so I have this recollection that when the pension audit came up this time around, that it had something to do with we'd only just crossed a threshold in terms of cumulative number of employees. And so I just wanted to sort of understand 2014 audit versus this threshold that we crossed.
No, that's because the threshold was for the other pension plan, for the 403B. Not for, there are two different plans. One is called, you know, familiarly, the retirement plan, and that's a 401A, whatever the A stands for, I don't know. But the other one that we crossed the threshold of having, I believe, more than 100 employees on it was the 403B. So we did not even need an audit of that until whatever year it is we're working on right now. Okay. Was somebody trying to speak up there? I heard some peeps.
I was actually trying to hear Julie's question again because she was interrupted.
Oh. Yeah, she was asking about, she had heard that there wasn't, she was referring to the fact that the 403B plan had not needed to be audited until now. So the 2014 audit that I'm referring to is of the retirement plan, the 401A. So I hope that answered your question, Julie.
That does. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
I have a question. Is it Serene?
Go ahead, Serene.
If no one else wants to speak. Okay. So I'm a visual person. I actually need to see the report, but you said something about the stations would be making arrangements to handle some of the other?
That's something Tom said in his presentation about KPFA being able to deal with what I understood. It wasn't entirely clear. Maybe KPFA has the funds in hand to take care of any of its arrears in the pension area. That's how I understood it.
Okay.
I don't know if what I said is right, but that's what I understood.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll discuss it again at our next meeting, perhaps, but I thought I heard something to the effect that it was going to be resolved, and not just in terms of where the money's going to come from. The money should come from each station anyway.
Right.
They would have
right.
paid it at some point had things been handled properly. But the calculation and the responsibility for making sure that it is done well is a national responsibility. So it shouldn't just be handed off to the GMs with no...
No, and it's not. Yeah. Well, that's what the pension audits are all about, determining those amounts. So, and they have to dig back because there's some background noise. I don't know who's generating that. The greatest. We could stop. I can't tell who it is. Yeah, they have to dig back because some of the personnel records are not consistent. What I understood was that for some people, their hire dates might not be the same on their human resource in some of their personnel records and their pension records, or their base salaries were different. So I think that's part of what's taking so long, is that a lot of digging has to be done to find out what the correct start dates and base salaries and whatever else kind of information. It all needs to be confirmed, corroborated, and then the calculations need to be made. Once they figure out who's supposed to get what and starting when, the calculations would probably be the least of it. But I think it's getting all the inputs and information straight. That is the hard part. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I gather. Okay. So, anything else on this for now?
Half an hour on this already.
Okay, and that's how much we had put aside. So I would like to then, if no one has anything else on this, I would like to move on to any other new business and action items. And I don't think I have any other new business. Anyone else? And on the action items, I'm almost too tired to go through this again, but I'll be following up with Scott as we discussed in that section.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. Thank you.
Yes, Mother Chair. Did you remember to send the letter to management from the FY 2014 to the auditors, the new auditors?
Yes, I did, actually. Along with my little chart and, saying that this, yeah, I did. And,
I'll
follow up on that. Yes, you're welcome. Yeah, so I will follow up on the things that I mentioned, and I guess I'll be in touch with Serene tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
The letter, yes, go on.
I forgot something. And on remember that I sent September 21st, 2012 CPB audit.
Yes.
And the answer
actually,
from the Pacifica Foundation, it did send it to all of them.
Did I send it to? I sent it to Scott, I think. I would have to go back and look. I don't remember. I forgot to go back and look. I found that very interesting because I took some notes, but where did I put them? Let me see.
And I think that will be really interesting for Tom too. Because then we know when people talk about, the lack of CPB money and they blame the late audit, they should know
it's not
that
they're
more
easy
to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me find that and the notes. I think I took some notes just of some of the other points besides audits that are important. I actually don't remember right now because it was a few days ago. But I will go back and look and see who I've sent it to. You sent that to everyone. Is that right, Adriana?
Yes, I send it to everybody July 23rd, and I resend it to Grace today.
Okay. We sent it to Don and who else? Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. No, it was really interesting. I just can't remember a thing about it right this second. But we'll look at it again. Okay. All right. I've got highlighted pretty much the things I will do. I'm going to resend that 2014 pension audit to everyone just to make sure you have it. I will send the letter from, let's see, from Doug LaGallia to the Attorney General, because sounds like not everybody has seen that. And that is the letter that Serena and I will work from to write up a new letter that we'll ask Tom to sign. And those are the most important things, I think. Does anyone have anything else there that they want to say or add? Because otherwise, we can move on to selecting our next meeting date. Let's see, today's the 6th. Do you want to meet in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks? Anyone? Any opinions? 3 weeks is the 20th.
Less is more.
Yeah, no kidding. Do we think there's anything really pressing? I mean, you know, I'll be following up on everything that is submitted for August 15th, and I can, you know, simply let everyone know, and I can try and put together any other information that I come across between now and then. So we could, I don't know, even a month, if you like. It's up to y'all. Because I don't think we have any pressing duties. Although we can always, you know, schedule a meeting, and if we don't need it, we don't have to have it.
The September 3rd?
Maybe it conflict with the Strategic Planning Committee, which I think is the second and the fourth. The third might be Labor Day, is it, or maybe not?
Oh, let me
see
if I can figure this out.
Not.
Okay, September 3rd? No, September 1st.
September 3rd is Monday.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at October,
not,
that's right.
And it's not any PMB committee or any other...
Right, but it is Labor
Day. It's Labor Day,
It is Labor Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we probably shouldn't do that. Should we do something? Carol, when are the strategic planning committees?
The 2nd and the
27th.
So if you could have it on the 3rd Monday.
Carol, it's posted for the 27th.
Yeah. Well, it's every month. It's the 2nd and the 4th Monday, I think.
That's the 13th and 27th.
Yeah.
All right, we're screwed.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can. Were you speaking?
I was asking.
Okay, didn't hear you before. Sorry.
For
what
some reason, the planning committee doesn't have its meetings on the calendar. Why don't you guys just schedule the whole year so folks don't have to keep figuring out what's the second and what did you say, the 2nd and the 4th, Carol?
Yes, the 2nd and the 4th. I'll ask Alex to do that. Sorry. I don't post
somebody.
It.
Okay.
Or Adriana,
okay.
If you could do that for us, the 2nd and the 4th Mondays is the strategic planning
committee.
May I finish?
2nd and 4th. Mondays. I'm sorry, Serene. Okay, so I have that. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So unless Adriana is on the strategic planning committee, because once you post the meeting, another person getting in to add agenda and so forth can become a bit of an issue. So the secretary of that committee, whoever that is, should simply post for the rest of the year so that everyone doesn't have to calculate every month which days you guys are meeting, because it'll be on the calendar. That's my suggestion.
Okay. I think Carol said she would
I'll
ask that.
And
yeah.
I apologize. Okay.
And I would like to...
Where does that leave us? Okay, go ahead. You're going to propose, yes?
I'd like to propose that we meet in 2 weeks on the 20th, the 3rd of September. The 27th of August is strategic planning. The 3rd of
right.
September is...
It's Labor Day.
It will be strategic planning. No, I'm sorry, the 10th and 24th. And I don't think we should
right.
wait until the 17th before we meet. We need to know what kind of progress
yeah.
is happening and if the auditor is running into problems and, you know, all of that. So I'm proposing that we meet in 2 weeks on the 20th. If we don't need a long meeting, beautiful.
That would be fine with me. Anyone else? Everyone else okay with that?
I'd like you to post the one in September, too. And if there is nothing urgent going on as we approach the 20th, you know, you might raise with us if people have things they want to, you know, keep the meeting alive or not.
Yes. You mean that would be the 17th, September 17th, you mean? Which would still be 3 weeks later. I think we can post both of those. That would be August 20th and September 17th. Adriana, are we on the stack?
Yes, I want clarification. You want me to post the 20th, August 20th, and September 17th. The two of them,
yeah.
How do you want to post only open session or open an executive? Let me know how you want to post.
Let me ask something. If we only post open session, but we determine during the open session that we need to have a closed session, can we end our open meeting and then have a closed session without having announced it?
Only if it's some emergency that come up that we cannot. I think that it's better to post both, and we can always cancel the executive and keep going with the open meeting. But
like we're doing today. Just like
yeah.
we're doing today.
Exactly.
Okay, why don't we do that then?
That's the best way. Yeah.
Okay, so for both of those dates then, open meeting at 8:30, closed session at 9:30. And there we are. Okay, that sounds great to me. And I would be for adjourning this meeting if we've got nothing else. Any objections? None heard. This meeting is adjourned at 10:30.
Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. And,
thanks, Eileen.
Thank you. Okay, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.